The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
A week ago, Bob Stoops was tweeting about recruiting. Usually, if someone retires at this point in the offseason, doesn't it usually end up with some kind of scandal tied to it? I don't know if that's the case with Bob Stoops.
Well, just look at some of the kids he's had go through there. I mean, the guy tried to get Dorial Green Beckham on a team. You know, the whole Joe Mixon thing. I'm sure there's something about we're about to find out. And, you know, it may be health, but he sure looks healthy.
With the exception of Davinsky, and now that Peacock's out of the mix, the bullpen, it's not great.
And with Giles, it's usually just one bad pitch. I think they have to be a little bit more discerning about how they use him. I mean, that's the thing. I think they're a solid bullpen, but they're not one where they got four guys you can trot out there and say, oh, I feel great about this
right.
guy. It's just one game, man. It's not worth panicking over. It happens. And you tip your hat to the other team and say, gosh, I guess we'll just have to live with our 11-1 streak in the last 12.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And a lot of people saying it's Barry and Joel that did this and not Raheel.
Well, maybe so. If so, I apologize to Raheel for accusing him.
Yeah, because I...
You know what? That's the problem in this country. We blame Muslims for everything.
Exactly.
And I shouldn't have done that. It was wrong of me.
You almost started a jihad with nothing behind it.
I had nothing to base that on other than Raheel is Muslim, I guess. That's why I accused him.
You almost started a ban on Muslims on the station?
Yeah, that's not fair. It's not fair. I should have.
See, I like Raheel, so I was not really pushing to go to war yet. I was going to give him another chance.
Yeah,
I got no love for Joel Blank. I barely know Joel.
Speaking of Joel,
I feel like this is more of a Barry Laminack idea.
Oh, it's definitely
definitely Barry.
That guy likes the woo.
Yeah, he's Barry's a moron. Did you see what's going on our Facebook Live right now?
Yeah, they're playing 3-on-3.
Why?
I think Ashton and them over at SB Nation was talking trash to them, so they decided to play.
Who are the teams?
It's Ashton. I don't know if you've ever met. I don't know.
You're
bad at names anyway.
Yeah.
Ashton runs the board over at SB Nation. Joe George, who you know, and Matt Harab, who does updates.
Okay.
The usual suspects.
I don't think he knows any of those guys.
You know Joe, the Cubs fan.
All right.
Yeah.
Versus the usual suspects. So it's,
yes.
So it's Barry,
Joel,
Nick,
and Barry?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. This is embarrassing. They're all sweaty.
I think the SB Nation crew got their butts kicked.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
It's interesting because they have a black guy.
Well,
like, wouldn't you have said advantage team with the black guy?
No.
He's not like he's not an athletic black guy?
I don't know. I've never seen him play. I've watched a little bit of it while I was on Facebook Live. But, I mean, knowing Joel worked for the Rockets and he's always, you know, played over there, I guess that they would have the advantage. And I think Nick's not bad.
Joel is wearing and one shorts and a wristband around his forearm, I would have thought that they would get smoked. But I guess if they're winning, that's good.
No, I think the game's over. I think Barry hit the game winner, and I think Nick scored most of the points.
There's a bunch of fat guys on that team. They have one tall, athletic guy and then two short, fat guys.
Yeah, that's Matt Harab. He's one of their update guys.
Okay. Well, and who's their black guy?
That's Ashton.
Oh, okay. And Joe is their tall guy?
No, Joe is the shorter one.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Oh, okay.
You've seen him around.
I mean, you can't make out faces on this thing. I see just like bodies. Except Joel, because Joel got in the face of the camera once, which was kind of weird. Like he was smack-talking the camera.
Yeah, that sounds like Joel.
What an exciting game.
713-780-3776.
That's what we're doing on Facebook Live these days. That's how we bring in the...
That'll get viewers.
That's how we bring in the
Actually,
people.
You know what? It will, because a lot of people look at that and go, my goodness, I'm out of shape, but I don't look like that.
Yeah.
There is that.
That's true.
So,
I did just see Joe. I know Joe.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a Cubs fan.
Huge Cubs fan. He's from Chicago.
No. I mean, I know who he is, but we don't talk. I don't talk to people in the hallway.
No, you don't.
What am I going to do? Like,
just walk by and flick people off?
Make small talk with people? No. What a waste of time. Who do you think I am? Raheel? I just got time to waste? Now I kind of feel bad I said that about his podcast.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
You can make up for it by appearing on his podcast.
No, that won't happen. That won't happen. I did tell Dustin I would go on his podcast like after the NBA Finals when I wasn't so busy. But he hasn't talked about it, so maybe he forgot, which I'd be okay with.
Yeah, I try to. I don't do a lot of those, but I've done a few. Like, speaking of podcasts, I'll have a Belmont podcast up tomorrow with RJ Bell.
Yeah,
I gotta look at it a little closer, and I do have a couple. I do have a little play tonight at Woodbine in the fifth race. The one horse is 20-1 morning line. It might be worth a few bucks across the board.
Yeah, Lance says, going back to your wedding conversation, Jong, it says Jong's inviting Barry Warner. Like, what's the cutoff of everyone who works at the station? Like, is it really everyone who works here?
Well, I got to fill 350 seats.
I mean, you've got an Asian family, two Asian families.
I thought that would take care of most of it, but my parents were like, we just need like 15. I have 350 that I got to fill. And her family, her brother already got married. So inviting, you know, those acquaintances, they don't have to do that either. So they don't have much.
So why did you have a wedding for 350 people if you don't need that?
Because the restaurant, it's a minimum of 350 people.
Is it Chinese food?
Yes, it's Asian food.
Okay. Where is it at?
Kim Sun, downtown.
Oh, okay.
See, now I just gave away the date and the place.
I already forgot the date, so yeah. That's okay.
No. What I'm saying is, like, I don't want that is random people showing up.
Well, you gotta fill 350 seats, John. Mm-hmm. Is Fred's daughter invited?
If Fred wants to invite her.
Is Beth invited?
Sure.
What about Michael?
Sure.
Okay. It's going to be that kind of party.
That is
huh?
the most Asian cliche thing ever, though, to have it at Kim's son.
I can't believe they have a 350 people minimum. Like, why don't you find a different restaurant that had like a 200 people minimum?
Long story.
Wow. Your girlfriend wanted to...
No, she wanted a small wedding.
Your parents wanted it?
No.
You wanted it?
No.
Who's to blame? I mean...
No one's to blame.
Someone has to be to blame. Is it her family?
No one's to blame. No.
It's
more of a traditional thing.
Is it like regular white people weddings where the father of the bride foots the bill for the wedding?
I don't think so. I think me and her are going to try to take care of it. Because the benefit to having an Asian wedding is that most all the guests bring cash.
Okay. Well, now we know that that's the rule. So what's the right amount? What are we supposed to bring?
When I go to these weddings, I just give... Per person, if I'm going with her, I give 200. So if I'm going by myself, I give 100, just to cover the cost of the food.
Oh, okay, that's doable.
Yeah,
and then we don't have to get you like a gift off a registry.
No.
Oh,
yeah, that's a relief.
Better.
Yeah, that's a relief. I'll do that because we'll drink that much alcohol.
Yeah. No, they don't have alcohol at Asian weddings.
We do. It'll be open. It'll be open bar, and we'll have a bottle at the table.
What?
That's how we do it.
Yeah, that's worth 200 bucks.
Dude, I need to go to more Asian weddings.
I'm telling you.
That's pretty good.
People are mad that we didn't get to the gym of the day story because it got hijacked.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we'll get to it at some point in the show. I've got another sex.
That was the gym of the day was our gym of the day song getting hijacked.
Yeah, but I have another teacher sex scandal and a Florida woman.
Teachers are always having sex with their students.
I know. It's frightening.
Your teachers ever try anything with you? Never? All right. Any of your friends you know about? She says
it's
no,
mostly it's mostly
that look like I.
But almost every like yeah yeah almost everything is teacher on boy action these days. So.
That's true. It's the girl teachers that seem to be much more slutty than the man teachers. I think men teachers for the longest time, it was men teachers with female students, and that was like such an outrage that they were like, all right, men, you better stop this stuff.
Yeah.
But now women, you know, women think they can get away with anything. Like, oh, I'll just have sex with one underage boy or two, no big deal. And then you can't do that. There's rules and regulations.
All right. Guys.
I feel like it would, well, never mind.
No, go ahead.
I feel like it'd be hard to, like, for, especially once you get to college, it would be hard not to have sex with your teachers.
I could tell you some college stories. From
I want to hear about when you were a college professor.
Well, we have to go to break, and Beth is coming up next, so at some point maybe we'll get to that. But if you have questions for Beth, then feel free to text them in at 713-780-ESPN. And I'm going to tell you right now that Father's Day is right around the corner. Your dads are super hard to shop for. You want to get them a great-looking gift that's useful and doesn't break the bank. And since my daughter's here, she wants to get me something for Father's Day. Well, I've already got one, but this would have made a terrific gift. Because no matter who you're buying for, this year save money with Harry's with a special offer just for the Blitzers. Use coupon code BLITZ at checkout. You're going to get $5 off your set. And I'm telling you, these shave sets start at just $15. Get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three of Harry's five-bladed engineered razors. The limited edition Father's Day set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foam shaving gel, three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover. And it comes in a great box. It's easy to, you don't even have to wrap it. It's so classy looking. You can just give it to them as is. Go to harrys.com right now and redeem a special offer just for the Blitzers. Harry's will give you $5 off your purchase with promo code BLITZ. Don't wait. That's harrys.com. Enter code BLITZ at checkout to get $5 off.
ESPN 97.5.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
Fred's wearing a sex hat.
There's nothing sexy about me wearing this hat, I don't think. So, Beth has brought a bunch of stuff.
Sorry, I just got so excited. You know, I get carried away, and so I wasn't quite sure. There you go, Katie. Yeah, masks for everybody.
You know, not really comfortable with you giving my 15-year-old daughter a sex mask.
It's not a sex mask. Look how beautiful she looks. It's purple and black. Okay. Oh, she's awesome.
That's
actually,
true.
And yeah, even,
it does look pretty good on her.
It does. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. It's totally great. So, hi, everyone. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here.
All right, so we'll get these pictures posted because, damn, they look good, don't they, Jonk?
They do.
Yeah.
You think this is a good look for me?
Yeah, that works for you.
Really?
This can't look good on me.
I can't see myself, but I'm imagining that I look ridiculous.
Yeah, I imagine I look even more ridiculous than you. So.
No. Katie, what do you think? You think they look pretty good?
No.
Okay, I think they look awesome. Well, I'll send the pictures out.
You've got the eyes wide shut mask.
Oh, look. Oh, except my glasses.
Oh, okay.
Right? I think I look good. Don't I look good?
Have you ever been to one of those costume parties where people have sex and they don't know who they're having sex with?
No.
Okay.
No. That seems so weird. Why would you want to have sex with somebody you don't even know who it is?
That's what they do in Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure there are things like that.
It just seemed like something you would be into.
No.
Not personally, but you would have definitely know someone who's done it.
Oh, I do know people. That's true. I just haven't been. But thinking of, so the show on Saturday night, Love and Laughter with Beth, we're going to be talking to a couple about swinging. So that's kind of what they do, right? They go to different places. It's a married couple.
Is it Fred?
No.
Oh, I can't wait to not listen to that.
Oh, gosh.
That's not my thing.
What about you when you were married? Were you into swinging?
No. I'm not into swinging now. I can't help. To me, sex is about emotions and stuff. I'm not very good at separating things out. But I totally admire people who can and that they go and do it. And they do it as a couple and they get to explore different things together. And it makes a lot of sense. It keeps things really exciting for them.
Oh, I'm cool. I'm cool with people who do it. But, I mean, that's their choice. If everybody agrees, that's great. It's just not for me.
Exactly.
It's like most of the things we talk about with you, I'm like, hey, that's cool, whatever you're into. Not for me. I think I've decided it's about 95% of the things you
what is
bring
for
to the
you,
show.
Fred? Because you're into a lot of weird stuff, but then when we bring up weird stuff, you're like, nope, that's not for me.
I'm not into that weird stuff.
You're into pretty weird stuff.
He's into his own weird stuff, right? That's the funny thing, is that we're all into our own weird stuff.
Have you done a show on Saturday yet about cartoon porn or
no,
or alien sex robots?
No, but I will as soon as Fred's willing to come on. I will.
Guys who are into bald women?
No.
Only certain bald women, like bald Natalie Portman.
All right.
Yeah. I learned
today,
that last week.
Today I thought maybe Fred would be into the really hairy woman, but he's
not. Definitely not into that.
Wait, why the really hairy one? I missed
we
that.
Talked about at the beginning of the show, this girl who's she's sick of being pressured into the body image circle that men put women in.
Yeah.
So she has not shaved any hair on her body in 18 months.
Good for her.
No, not good for her.
No, full Chewbacca.
She has, her legs look like mine, and she has a happy trail from her belly button down into her shorts.
Yeah.
Which, no.
But that might not be for you, but I promise you it's for somebody.
No, it's for her.
Right, but I'm telling you, there are other people that are totally
into
it.
I'm doing this for me. I don't care what anybody thinks. It's all about pleasing myself. And I said, well, good, because that's the only person who's going to be pleasing you in the future.
No, but see, that's where you're wrong. There are people that are into all sorts of things.
Yeah, that's true. Remember that big, really, really big lady that had the sex videos that she just had this huge following and made a bunch of money for being fat?
No.
We talked, that was the gym of the day about 2 years ago.
Fred, you know, I can't even remember what day we do or what time we do gym of the day.
I can't even remember my wife's birthday, but I remember crap like that.
I don't remember anything. I don't remember the name of 80% of our employees. I don't know anything.
What's my name, dude?
Rebecca.
Yeah, exactly. Good enough.
You only need to
now
know.
Now I feel honored if you speak to me in the hall.
You only need to know Jong, me, and David Gal. That's really it.
That's
you don't need to know.
And Beth. And Beth. You do need to know me.
No, now you're just kind of like a lowly late night show host. We don't talk to those people.
No way. I am the woman that got to sit next to you and watch you squirm. That was one of the best days ever last week for me.
If you're not on Drive Time, we don't associate. I got to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Barry Warner. That's the only guy I talk to. He's a big star in this town.
Hey, I was on some national show Monday.
On what show?
Morning something. The Doug Stephan Good Day Show.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, you don't
is that
have
in our building?
To know, but no, no.
Where was it? It was a radio show?
I did a radio show. I called in and it goes out in, I don't know, all across the country.
Now I'm definitely not talking to you in the hall now that
I'm
I know
special.
You're stepping out on us.
Oh, no way. You told me no sports radio. This is it. I'm here with y'all.
What kind of radio was it? What were you guys talking about?
We talked about romance, of course. This is what I do. And all about romance and astrology and how you do compatibility charts and why
Peely. You believe in that nonsense?
I don't disbelieve in almost anything. I'm totally open to, I just don't know. Right? I don't pretend I have the answers.
You want the answer?
Yeah, I want the answer.
It's BS. Nonsense.
No, wait, do you believe in ESP?
You know why I know it's nonsense?
Yeah.
Because they changed around the dates of what sign you are. Like, if this is like some historical, like it's about the stars, how come somebody can just say, we're going to switch it up now. Virgo, you're moving back. I mean, that's absurd.
Well, that's like they figured out that women have a prostate system and that we ejaculate.
Let me see.
So I would love to be able to just show you just like that.
You can't show me your prostate?
No, no. No more than you can show me yours.
I just have to assume it's there.
That's exactly it. That's it. So science changes. So.
Female prostates. I thought they call that the G-spot or something like that.
No, there's the G-spot, but that's sort of part and parcel. It's part and parcel of the ejaculation stuff. So, okay, so I just have to know. So, Fred, what have you taught your beautiful daughter? And she is beautiful, I have to say. She's a beautiful, lovely girl.
Don't tell the Blitzers that. They don't even know that.
Oh, no, she's hideous. Don't ever even think about her. But
she looks just like Fred.
Oh, she's beautiful. So, but what have you taught her about sex? Have you had these open, frank conversations
with her? You can't do that when you're a man with your daughter. That's her mom's job. That would be weird for Fred.
No, it's important for it to come from her father, too.
Katie,
come on.
Do you want to hear talk about sex from your dad? No.
Does your mom talk to you about this? No. See, so nobody talks. This is the problem.
They have sex education now.
Yeah, they have teachers that...
Do you know what condoms are, Katie? She knows. She knows all she needs to know.
Do you know what a G-spot is? Just barely.
Of course she does. Do you want to put her on the mic?
Just barely. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is This is really making me wonder about my horoscope now that I was just reading. Did you dive straight into a delicious dish only to find out you've bitten off more than you can chew? Your heart might have been in the right place, but now you're in a bind. By taking the right steps, you still have some time to save yourself further hassle. Test your strength of character and willpower by facing up to the situation. You'll be glad you did.
I think that means you have to talk to your daughter about sex, no, Fred. I'm pretty sure that's the exact
go ahead, go ahead and get on the microphone. We'll put her on the microphone. I know this is a horrible idea.
No, I've looked up mine for the day.
I just love it.
Although I don't know if I'm still a Virgo. I don't know.
Are you a Virgo?
I used to be, but then they changed it.
Me too. I'm a Virgo. Wow.
What's
we have
birthday?
So much in common.
The 14th. You guys are so much alike.
August?
September.
September? Okay.
Santos is right. I do look like Freddy Krueger in this hat.
Oh, you're so cute.
Oh, dude, you see me with the samurai sword in this hat, you will go running.
Oh, I love it. It's a little bit of purple on there,
Ask her questions. Just, you know, keep in mind that I'm a little bit like her defense lawyer here. I can step in at any time.
Okay, here's the thing. How about this?
Yeah.
Katie, I would suggest, so you're in high school.
Yeah. Put the microphone closer. You got to be about 2 inches. There you go.
This is almost like a sex education class.
Right, this is it. So here's your chance, Katie. Is there any, pretend these guys aren't here. What would you want to know? You've got to have some questions.
Well, I'm glad I can do this on air, first of all.
Yeah. I think you're just spectacular
already.
This is the best
place to learn.
I don't know. I don't really have questions because I'm not really,
sexually active yet?
Yeah, I'm not planning on doing it soon, so.
That's a very good thing. But so
said every girl I ever had sex with in high school. Every one of them said exactly that thing.
Okay, so let me ask you. If you decided at some point, however old you are or something right now, whenever you think you would get ready to become sexually active, who would you feel most comfortable going to and talking to them about? Birth control, prophylactics, et cetera?
Probably I have a cousin who's 26 and she and I are pretty close. So I would say I'd go to her because she's older, but she and I are close. It's not awkward.
Okay.
Yeah. Dad talk would be awkward, though, right?
I think with either mom or dad, it'd be relatively awkward.
Yeah. Okay. What about your brother? Can you answer about
God,
it?
Oh, God, no. He wouldn't know. Sorry.
That was hysterical. That was great. Okay, but so have you, you do have some friends and stuff. I'm not asking who, but you know people around that are sexually active, right?
I guess.
Okay. So do you think any of those girls, anybody has ever talked to them about how to actually reach climax during sex? Do any of them has anybody ever talked to y'all about masturbation or why it might be good for you?
Not really, because it's for girls, it's kind of looked down upon to.
What?
It is.
Yes.
For girls to talk about masturbation.
Oh,
and stuff.
To talk about it. Yeah, that is kind of weird.
No. Yeah. What about to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's looked down on to do it.
It is.
But girls,
I do think for girls, it's weird to talk about it.
Nope.
But
boys will openly talk about it, and then a girl will say something, and then they'll be like, oh, that's so gross.
Yes. That's exactly my point. Well, that's not right.
You also realize you're dealing with 15-year-old boys.
I don't care. I'm dealing with 15-year-old girls, too. And I'm telling you, the girls get their hormones in sooner. And the fact is that it's actually harder for women, for girls to learn how to orgasm. We have to actually kind of practice it, right? For boys, it tends to come a little bit more naturally. So here we have this.
We're smarter creatures.
You're not.
We're more advanced than you.
Exactly. That's just hold on to that thought, honey. That's good. So, Katie, right? But that's the thing, right? So it takes a little bit more for women, and yet nobody talks about it. Nobody allows them. Nobody encourages them to explore that. So then by the time they become sexually active, they've really learned how to shut that down. And then how are they supposed to really fully embrace that romance? So instead, what happens is a lot of girls end up starting to be sexually active, and it's all about just pleasing some dumb boy. That's not right.
I disagree. But okay.
I kind of disagree also.
When you were in high school, did you know how to get a girl to the point of orgasm?
No.
Did you even
think about it? No, I didn't bother with it at all because I was selfish and a teenage boy.
Exactly. So why wouldn't you want girls to learn to be a little bit more selfish too? Because so all those girls had these encounters
with
you.
Then it ruins it for the dude.
Oh, that's it. Now, Fred, this is
your girl starts getting taken care of when she's in her 20s. She understands her body a little bit better. She knows what it takes.
But girls develop earlier, so how come they have to learn later?
Because this is the way the world turns, Katie. I can't explain to you why women don't have equal rights as men.
Okay, so Fred,
you're lucky
now.
We let you vote. Come on.
Yes. You're allowed to vote. Remember, for the longest time, you guys weren't allowed to read books. You know, we.
That's because we had to service our men all the time.
It's a slow
right?
process. Yeah. Eventually, you'll learn how to orgasm.
Okay, so now, Fred, because this is AJ when he's got two boys over here. Now, you are the father of this beautiful girl. Do you really want her to spend however many years being sexually active and doing it only to please boys without getting her own out of it?
I trust her to talk to her cousin. Who she'll be fine. I'm not worried about her.
Would it have ever occurred to you to talk to your cousin about how to learn to orgasm?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Because nobody's ever told her.
So there you go.
Okay, and you're also welcome to call me anytime because I clearly will talk to you about any of this.
No,
but
not.
All women are different.
Yes, which is why they each have to
practice
themselves.
You might not orgasm how she does.
Exactly. I'm not going to tell her to do it my way. I'm actually going to teach her how to find her own way. That's what you have to do.
Well, wait till she's legal before you start even thinking about stuff like that.
Why?
You have to masturbate before you're of legal sex age. Imagine if you waited till 18 before you masturbated.
Right.
You would have exploded.
Yes. I'm telling you, I learned when I was like 5 years old. I didn't even know what it was. I just
five?
Knew something.
Five? That's inappropriate.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was.
That's insane. That's...
Exactly. It was like you touch here and it feels good.
Oh, stop. No. Stop. That's too much.
No.
That's too much.
Girls aren't allowed to masturbate until they get boobs.
Exactly.
Oh, no. It's way too late by then.
No.
Way too late.
Dude, stop now. You've crossed the line.
That was inappropriate, Beth.
Yeah. This is the problem, Katie. Okay, now you have to start talking to your dad and forcing him to deal with this stuff. Yes.
You should have been talking to him when you were five, apparently. Some kind of criminal.
Yeah, you need to go. You should have been cuddling up with Barney the dinosaur then, please.
Well, but if she was, she was probably humping it a little bit.
No, stop.
Beth, that's way past. That's way, way over the line. That's enough. This segment's over.
I don't even know what I'm doing now. I'm totally lost.
You're doing...
Talk about flooring.
Yeah. Yeah, because I just got floored, so.
Yeah, I think I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. And listen, if you want to spend more time outdoors, but you don't have a great outdoor area, that's a problem with a lot of people. They've got a faded pool deck or a grayed out patio. Go with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. So help us
out the name. Hey, guys, got to tell you about Omaha Steaks. Father's Day right around the corner, and such a great package that they're offering here. Just for Father's Day, this is your time to do it. And if your dad loves to grill but hates the hassle and poor quality, he's going to get the grocery store. Omaha Steaks has you covered. We have the perfect Father's Day gift. How about this? For only $59.99, you get my limited-time Father's Day packages when you go to omahasteaks.com, enter Fred in the search bar, and apply the savings. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving you a limited-time offer just for the Blitzers for Father's Day. Really an amazing deal. 68% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day's packages. And I got this one a couple weeks ago, and I love it. I went for the 30-ounce T-bone. But you get a choice of either a huge 30-ounce T-bone or 4 6-ounce tender filet mignons. You've got 4 all-beef Omaha Steaks ground beef sliders, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 4 potatoes au gratin, a 2-pound premium New York cheesecake, a jar of signature steak seasoning, plus you get 4 additional ground beef sliders for free. Again, get this limited-time package for only $59.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar and add a Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up the grill.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
And we're back on the Blitz. And now somebody tells me Barney or Michael from Get Me tells me Barney was a perv, apparently. I just thought that was Elmo.
It's all cartoon characters or sex offenders.
Jeez. Oh, well.
The last of the good ones was Mr. Rogers. And then once they started getting in costume.
But see, he creeped me out, though.
He was creepy, but I think he was a good guy.
You might be right, creepy. But he looked like he wanted.
When it's I was like a, you. Like, you look way more.
Yeah, probably so.
Like, way more perverted than you are. Like, you look like you could be a child predator, but you're not. You're a good guy. You just got that look of, like, a creepy van guy.
Fine. Can we end the show early today? Really?
A good thing is we got a short segment here, so.
Yeah, that is a good thing. I'm trying to find my read here that I'm supposed to do. Here it is. Okay. Nexen Tire, leading warranty in the tire industry. Exclusive free roadside assistance. Got a flat tire? Nexen will change your tire or tow your vehicle for free. Nexen is the fastest growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers. Check out Nexen Tire on the web to learn more at nexentire.com. And Cavs Warriors coverage begins at 7 p.m. There you go. That's all I got. Nothing else.
That's it.
Mm. Yeah, see, especially when I was wearing that creepy hat. I definitely creepy there.
You liked Fred in that hat? Okay. Mm. Who looked better, me or Fred? Who wore it better?
I thought yours actually looked natural.
I looked like I was in Motley Crue, but like,
yeah.
I looked like I was in Motley Crue 15 years ago, and I'm still trying to pretend like I belong in
right,
Motley Crue.
Right. Like,
yeah.
All those guys do now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, boy.
I like I said, I looked like I was in a rock band like 20 years ago. Hard times. Oh, well.
All right. Well, I will tell you what the, since this kind of applies to what we were talking about, the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day that we didn't get to.
Okay. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. So no woos in there. That was much better.
That was better.
A teacher who banged one of her students after picking him up at a car wash opposite a police station.
At a car wash?
Has managed to avoid jail time. Summer Sparrow, 41 years old, had earlier...
That's a woman's name?
Summer Sparrow, yes.
She's how old?
41. Like her photos of her Facebook photos, about a 5. Okay. Her mugshot, about a 3. But she dropped her daughter off at a party before responding to the student's request to meet him. The 17
year. That's the worst. Like, when you're a mom and you're having sex with your, like, your daughter's peers.
Yeah.
That's bad. Katie, how mad would you be if your mom had sex with one of your guy friends? Like, super mad, right?
17-year-old said Sparrow then drove him to her home where they had intercourse, and he took a nude photo of her as she laid on the bed so he could show his pals later that night.
Let me see.
It doesn't have the nude photo.
I just want to see the non-nude photo to see if it would warrant even taking a nude photo.
Well, he...
How's the boob game?
I'll show you in a second.
Mediocre.
Sparrow asked him not to tell anyone about what happened when she dropped him off at a pizza restaurant.
So, wait. He took a picture to show his friends.
Went to the pizza place.
And then after that, she said... Now, don't tell anyone about
right.
this.
And, of course.
That's confusing for a young man. He doesn't know what to do.
So
he thinks he's got something to share, and then she says don't share. They don't know how to act in that situation.
Basically, she in her plea deal, she will do no jail time, but she'll never teach again. She had taught at Cherryville High School since 2004. Started chatting with him on Snapchat last October. Daily conversations led to flirting. She ultimately accepted his request.
This is why people in their 40s shouldn't have Snapchat.
So here's, yeah, exactly. So there's the top photos. Like I said, probably about a 5.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Me either. She's kind of got that crazy, goofy look about her.
Although, again, like if you're a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, 17. 17.
17? Oh, that's illegal?
Well, for a teacher, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of her students. And that's the mugshots.
Oh.
Definitely a 2, right?
That's probably what she looked like laying naked on the bed.
Yeah.
Gross.
Okay.
I wouldn't tell my friends about that.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. I think I told you before when I was in high school, I was like 90% certain that my health teacher, who was also the football team's athletic trainer,
yeah,
Miss Avery was her name, I was 90% sure she wanted to have sex with me. I was like, and she was so hot, way, way hotter than someone who would want to have sex with me when I was 16 would have ever been. But I was certain, like, I was like, oh, the way she's like massaging my leg, forgetting that she's my athletic trainer and that's her job. she didn't want to have sex with me. I totally like made a pass at her, and she was like, "You're a student. What's wrong with you?" And had I had sex with her, I absolutely would have told every one of my friends about it. So, unless I could have done it again if I didn't tell anyone, then that's sort of the thing. Like, if she said, "Don't tell anyone else, and we can do this again," maybe I would have kept it to myself. I miss you, Mrs. Avery. Miss Avery, by the way. She wasn't married. She's just Miss Avery. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy, a new energy provider here for us, a new sponsor for us here on the show. Tri-Eagle Energy has you covered. They've got competitive rates and additional services to be your complete energy partner. They've got customers all over Texas enjoying discounts on air filters, home warranty services, smart thermostats, energy-saving kits, and more. Certain plans include the Ecobee Smart Thermostat, and if you live in Houston, Tri-Eagle will send a certified technician to install it absolutely free. This is a company that cares about helping you decrease your energy usage, and it might save you money. Give them a call. Find out. TriEagleEnergy.com or give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Use promo code ESPN. You get an exclusive discount. Tri-Eagle Energy, doing things the right way, competitive rates, and a ton of additional services. You're going to love these guys. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT license 10064.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, more great news for all the Houston area poker players. Mint Poker, Houston's premier poker destination and the official poker room of ESPN 97.5, is holding its grand opening tournament this weekend, and they have a seat waiting for you, maybe right next to me, because I'll be there. The grand opening free roll kicks off at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday with a prize pool of up to $4,000. It's a free roll. You do have to pay a $10 per hour seat rental, but other than that, you're playing for $4,000. To get in on the action and get your free one-month introductory membership, go to mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN and join me and the Blitzers in Mint Poker in Clear Lake. And I'm telling you what, man, it's going to be a great tournament. This is their first big one. It's a free roll, so $4,000 prize pool, $10 per hour seat rental fee applies. You have to have a membership, but you can get a free one-month membership right now. All you have to do is go to Mint, that's M-I-N-T, pokerclubs.com/ESPN, and join the Blitz and ESPN 97.5 as we go all in at Mint Poker.
Cavaliers Warriors NBA Finals, 8 p.m. tonight on ESPN 97.5, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
And we're back on the Blitz. Before we do deaths, a couple people were asking me about that. The reason I like that long shot at Woodbine. I mean, he's 20-1, so he may not run a lick, but big class drop on the rail going 5 furlongs, which is a great place to be. Should show some speed. And some good works recently. So, hey, for 20-1, you don't have to be right very often. So, we'll see. I got a few bucks across the board on him. And it's not much of a field. There's not much in there to beat. So, if he gets out there, he might get brave. All right, let's close the show we do every Wednesday. Let's celebrate those who have passed away. And we will start with 2015, Sir Christopher Lee, English actor.
That's another Lee knocked off the list.
Yes.
Strong.
Lord of the Rings and Dracula.
You get more famous every time.
Let's see. Jack Haley in 1979 from The Wizard of Oz. Dead at 80.
Who was he? The Wizard?
I don't know what he was, but he's dead at 80. So.
Oh, I think he was the Scarecrow.
Oh, okay.
Scarecrow?
No, he's the Tin Man.
Tin Man.
Oh, Tin Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what your hand motion meant, Katie. I think she was trying to say Tin Man.
He was only 5'9".
Really?
Yeah, I just Wikipedia'd him. He was a vaudevillian.
Okay, so 80, we're going to go ahead and say it's a pretty decent run.
Pretty good for a guy born with no heart.
Right, right.
Solid run.
Yeah.
Usually you don't make it very long with no heart.
If he only had a heart. And Sir Christopher Lee was 93. That's a hell of a run.
That's a long time.
Yeah. How about Don Zimmer? 83.
He's really old, too.
And he was really big. So 83 is a hell of a run for him.
And he got hip-tossed by Pedro Martinez.
1982, Satchel Paige, dead at 75. Not quite as good a run.
75 is a good run.
I've kind of changed my opinion. I think 80 is a good run now.
Dude, 80, I want to be checked out well before 80.
No, I want to check out at 80. Right before, okay. That's right before all your stuff starts falling off. 1968, Robert F. Kennedy, assassinated
Bobby,
by...
Bobby, we like to call him.
Sirhan at the age of 42. Not
era,
a good run.
Era.
Not a good run. Thomas Paine in 1809, who wrote Common Sense, dead at 72. That's a good run for 1809. Patrick Henry, the Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech, got his wish at the age of 63.
Did he get liberty?
No. He got liberty from life.
Oh,
so did not get liberty. He did wound up getting
the
death.
Ultimate liberation.
Yes, indeed. 323 BC, Alexander the Great, dead at 32, which I'm guessing for 323 BC was a pretty good run. But you know, you did something if you're the great, like Alexander the Great. If he'd just been Alexander the Average, we wouldn't even be talking
about
that.
That's true.
2011, Shrek the Sheep. The New Zealand sheep that held the world record for biggest shorn fleece. What the hell is this? Dead at the age of 16. Why did you put this on there? We have one dead pope in 555, Vigilius.
Vigilius?
Vigilius. That's what it says.
Vigilius.
Vigilius with a V. Okay, let's get to the best deaths.
Let's get to the good stuff.
I can't believe it's been a year. 2016, Gordie Howe. Dead at 88.
Miss him every day.
2016, Kimbo Slice, dead at 42.
Miss him every day.
Ray Charles, dead at 73.
Miss him every day.
Ronald Reagan dies at 93.
Well, according to most Republicans in this state, the greatest president that's ever walked the earth.
Go with top five. D.D. Ramone, another one of the dead Ramones, 51 years old. John Gotti.
You like that one.
Dead of 61, yeah. Overrated as a mob guy. Charles Dickens.
D.D. Ramone, overrated as a Ramone.
Probably. And 1845, Andrew Jackson, the 7th U.S. president. I still have to do the presidential rankings. That's going to happen.
Andrew Jackson, low in my presidential rankings. Not a great
guy. Two dead porn stars. Patrice Cabanal in 2005 dies of?
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Heart failure. 1993, Rod Phillips dies of?
AIDS.
Got it.
AIDS, right. Yeah!
Yes, that's going to wrap it up.
Woo!
Till tomorrow, stay sportsy,
let's
bitches.
Go. Hey, ho, let's go. Hey, ho, let's go.
ESPN 97.5.